All right, last night. Okay, last night, Trump. It was actually. It was actually pretty good. Trump was on Anderson Cooper, well, CNN. Okay, and CNN is doing this family candidate town hall thing. I guess I don't even know what you would call it. I guess like family. I don't know. I don't. Basically, it started Monday, okay, and it's hosted by Anderson Cooper, and it's a get-to-know-the candidates' families. So Monday you had Kasich, the son of the mailman, good old Johnny Kasich. He was on... with Cooper, his wife, and his daughters. So it starts with the candidate himself, and Anderson gives him a grilling, I guess you could call it that. And then after about, I think, 15 minutes, they go to a commercial, and then the family comes in. It's only an hour, and then the family comes in, and then the audience asks questions. So they ask the family, you know, questions about basically the candidate, the dad, their husband. And you watch the candidate, and Kasich in this, looking at his kids, looking at his wife, while they talk about the candidate in a glowing manner. I mean, nobody's going to be like, "Yeah, he used to beat me." nobody's gonna say that. So last night you had Trump. You had Trump on with Cooper, and then the family came out. And where am I going? You say, Rob, where are you going with this? Now, I know it's taboo. Taboo to talk about people's kids and talk about the wives and so forth and so on. But in a situation like this, you have to. Okay, if you do what I do, you have to. You gotta give a little analysis. And when you listen to scumbag Glenn Beck and his cast of retards, they have no problem. They have no problem with criticizing the Trump family. Seriously, they have no problem making fun of the sons. No problem whatsoever. So you've got a situation. You've got a situation with Ted Cruz, okay? Now, I can't imagine that the little kids are going to be on a lot. I got to imagine, because they're little. They're like 5 and 9, I think. You always see the and there's a lot of video out there of the one daughter who seems to be very distraught at her dad. I mean, there's different videos where Ted Cruz is going to touch her, you know, like give her a hug or something like that. The kid pushes him away, turns her back. He puts his hand on her shoulder. She pulls away. I mean, there's a ton of video. So I can't imagine that they're going to have those little kids on the stage like they did the Kasich clan or the Trump clan. I can't see it. They're little kids. They're pretty unpredictable, considering you've got these rallies where they're kind of rebelling against Ted. And I think, listen, They have the families on these shows to talk about the candidates, and it says a lot, you know, when the families are interacting and it shows the human side. It's important. It's important. But, I mean, if it wasn't important, they wouldn't be doing it, and people wouldn't enjoy it. There's actually people that have gone on Twitter and other social media, and they go, oh, I wasn't going to vote for Trump, but then I saw the special, and I liked the interaction, and so forth and so on. So I think it says a lot when you see these campaign rallies and you see these videos of Ted Cruz's kids rejecting him. I mean, what the hell kind of father is he? Seriously, like, what kind of person is he that these little kids pull away from him? And not just like, don't, dad, don't, you know, no, you. I mean, like, they're like, wow, I'm disgusted by you, dad. I'm disgusted by you. I despise you. I hate you. And that's what these kids have done in these videos. I think that says a lot. If his own kids don't like him. I mean, geez, you have the Senate. His colleagues don't like him. They don't want anything to do with him. His children don't want anything to do with him. His wife wanders the streets of Texas. She don't want anything to do with him. Nobody wants anything to do with Ted Cruz. Do you guys not understand that? Nobody wants anything to do with Ted Cruz. People he works with hate him. His kids hate him. His wife hates him. Everybody hates Ted Cruz. I bet he's popular in Canada. I bet he's popular in Canada. I bet you Canadians love him. I bet you Rush loves him. I bet you Justin Bieber loves him. The NHL loves him. The late Rob Ford probably loved him. But here in America, people that know him, people that are his family, people that work with him, they don't love him. They think he's an a-hole. They think he's an a-hole. Okay? They think he's a giant a-hole. Now, last night with Trump, it was very genuine. It really was. It was very genuine. Now, I only seen bits and pieces of Kasich, and it was genuine. His daughters are genuine. His wife was genuine. And what I mean by that, it wasn't rehearsed. It wasn't a speech. It wasn't a, all right, if they ask you this, this is what you're going to say. No, don't say that. Say this. It lines up with what I say. We need to have the same message. You need to sound like me. You need to be the woman version of me. It wasn't like that. Like I said, I didn't see all of Kasich's town hall with his family, but I seen enough of it, and I went, oh, that's nice. His daughters are nice. They're real. His wife is real. And then last night, the whole Trump clan was over the top real. Melania's real, talking about when I see and he's tweeting, I say, not retweet, but he's his own man. He does what he wants to do, and I tell him that you'll pay you pay the consequences. And everybody laughs. Very real. She was very real. They talked about retweeting. It was very real. And then you see Heidi Cruz. You see Heidi Cruz with Megyn Kelly, and it's this rehearsed, contrived speech. I mean, she's attacking Donald Trump. Imagine that, a wife attacking a candidate. I've never seen that before. And now I know you could sit there and say, well, we've never seen a candidate attack a wife before. Listen. Ted Cruz, Liz Marr, that whole crew went after Trump's wife. They put out the picture of the Maxim or the GQ ad and said, you know, do you want this to be your friend? Please. Just like Kasich came out and said, I don't have anything to do with super PACs, but I told my people to tell the super PAC people I'm not happy about the lying Ted Cruz ad. I'm not happy about it. I don't like it. I don't approve it. Everybody, stop. So I'm not going to rehash this bit. But we all know the realities of the super PAC, especially when you're talking about a Liz Marr, especially when you're talking about a super PAC that is run by an ex-Romney aide. And there's Romney campaigning in Utah. But anyways, you have Heidi Cruz with this rehearsed speech. Well, it's typical. You see, Donald Trump, when he's losing, he attacks. That's what he does. He attacks. This contrived, just the wife is as fake as the husband. Heidi Cruz is as fake as Ted Cruz. Now, it shouldn't be any shock. Again, I will repeat this. Heidi Cruz works for Goldman Sachs. Do you understand this? Heidi Cruz worked for the George Bush campaign. Do you understand this? Heidi Cruz worked with Condoleezza Rice. Heidi Cruz is not May Young, Susie Homemaker, Cookie Bake. That's not who she is. She is every bit an insider politician as Ted Cruz is. Every bit as an insider politician as Ted Cruz is. So, yeah, I guess I've answered my own question. I've answered my own statement. Shouldn't be a shock. Shouldn't be a shock that Heidi Cruz sounds just like a programmed robot. Sounds just like Ted Cruz saying the exact same things Ted Cruz. When Donald Trump is losing, he lashes out. That's what losing. How the hell is Donald Trump losing? Ted Cruz is losing. Ted Cruz is losing. Ted Cruz is 2 million votes behind Donald Trump and over 200 delegates behind Donald Trump. And after next week, Ted Cruz will be 3 million votes behind Donald Trump and over 300 delegates behind Donald Trump. So how is he losing? Heidi Cruz is as delusional as her husband, Ted. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. So tune in tonight. Watch the Cruz family town hall. Watch it. And then report back to me tomorrow. Tell me if I'm right. Tell me if I'm right. Listen to Heidi Cruz and her prepackaged answers. Okay? And just remember, Heidi Cruz works for Goldman Sachs. She's on a leave right now, but she works for Goldman Sachs. Ted Cruz was on the Goldman Sachs Heidi Cruz insurance plan. Heidi Cruz worked for George Bush. Heidi Cruz worked with Condoleezza Rice. This is not an outsider. This isn't Susie Homemaker. And listen to her talk. Listen to her answers. Pre-programmed, just like Lion.